Much like the rest of 2020, the holidays may look a little different this year, but there is some good news to go along with the sadness. Hear why consumer trend analysts believe this year could be the best opportunity for Americans to get away with giving shitty little handmade gifts to everyone on their list. And later, you're going to need all the hot glue and popsicle sticks you can find for whatever little dumbass craft project you can put together, because you're not totally out of the woods. Hear why the nation's family members are urging people not to fall for mom's little bullshit speech about no presents this year. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. I've got a tall glass of milk and a big plate of news with your name on it, and I'll be waiting for you at the bottom of the chimney right after this. Folks, the big night is finally here. That's right, it's Christmas Eve, and today we have a very special surprise for all our young little news fans. Despite a long night ahead of him delivering presents all over the world, we're joined today by none other than jolly old Saint Nick himself, Santa Claus, here to wish you a very Merry Christmas and relay a very important message to all the good little boys and girls. So without further ado, a very special message from Santa Claus.
Season's greetings from your old friend Santa. My, oh my, Christmas Eve is already upon us, and we can hardly contain ourselves here at the North Pole. But from the looks of it, we aren't the only ones about to burst. Mrs. Claus and I and all of our helper elves have been working hard to get all the good little boys and girls out there all the gifts they want this year. And you've been working hard too, haven't you? Oh yes, you've been a naughty one this year. Santa knows, because I've been watching you. And little one, I saw you masturbating. Oh, don't be shy, little one. You know what Santa's talking about. Santa sees everything you do on your extended trips to the computer room. Well, I see you when you're sleeping, and I know when you're awake. I know what you've been up to during your long showers, and I especially know when you've been pretending to be asleep under your late-night blanket tent, looking at the Victoria's Secret app on that iPhone I brought you last year. Just pounding away in your poor Yule log. You see, everybody knows at this time of year that Santa Claus is coming to town. But only Santa knows that you, too, have been going to town on yourself multiple times a day, all year long. Also, Mrs. Claus, she knows, too. And all my reindeer and the elves, yes, just about everyone here in the North Pole knows what you and your hairy palms have been up to. Where before we enjoyed visions of gumdrops and candy canes, now we see you, once so dear to us all, kneeling against a plastic chair, spitting on two fingers and putting them lordy knows where. And we think you're disgusting, you wee pervert. Now, Santa isn't religious or anything, but you should try to tone it down just a bit, because I'm keeping a list, just like the one you keep in your head of all your favorite classmates, the one you've checked so much more than twice. But when Santa thinks about his list, he doesn't rub his crotch feverishly against the contours of his writing desk like you. Oh, what a prolific rascal you've been. Now, not to worry. Your insistence on being a filthy little deviant doesn't mean Santa won't be visiting you. Oh, no. It just means that instead of the video games or Lego set you asked for, you'll be getting boxes of tissues and tea towels and laundry detergent this year. And while it might not be what you want, it certainly will be what you need, you sick little fuck. Do your laundry. Oh, well, my, look at you. Even after my warnings, you're at it again. Oh, you are an insatiable one. Well, I don't want to interrupt. Santa's got to get back to his workshop anyhow. It sure is busy in there, but not as busy as your shower drain. trying to strain all that backed-up cum through your sister's hairs and your mother's bath bomb residue and your dad's cum. But before I leave you, remember, good little children who leave out milk and cookies for Santa and his reindeer get better presents. Just please remember to wash your filthy little hands first. And have a Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho.
Just delightful. Thank you very much, Santa Claus, and best of luck tonight. I hope everyone listening out there gets exactly what they want for Christmas this year. But if you don't, then always remember, you'll get nothing but coal in your stocking if you put nothing but spunk in your socks. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Sorry I didn't wrap the rest of this news, but hey, it's the thought that counts. Here's what else you need to know today. This time of year, it's important to remember that not everyone's holiday season is a merry one, as the nation's oppressed Christians have once again been forced underground to huddle around a single shriveled Christmas shrub. At great personal risk, the Christians reportedly smuggled in a few strings of small colored lights, tinsel, popcorn garlands, Hallmark keepsake ornaments, and other contraband in order to decorate the shrub inside the subterranean chamber, the last place in America where they are safe to celebrate Christmas. I must say, it is inspiring that even in the face of everything that stands in their way, these Christians are still able to modestly celebrate this holiday that means so much to them. And if you've got big plans this holiday, you may want to rethink them, as a new study out today has found that Christmas is still the most unoriginal day to commit suicide. So if you're thinking of doing so, please don't even bother. It's just so predictable. And finally, this is the season of giving, and you all have clearly done your part, as the Yellow Cross is reporting that this holiday season alone, they have received a record 10,000 liters of urine donations. Absolutely remarkable. There's nothing quite like relieving yourself for a good cause this time of year. I may even have to go make a donation myself as soon as I'm done with this eggnog. And that's the topical for 2020. That's right, folks. This is our last episode of the year, and what a year it has been. So before we leave you, I just thought it would be important for me to share with you that throughout this tumultuous year, I've been bringing you the news each and every day, and that I, Leslie Price, have been nude the entire time. That's right, whether it was crucial coronavirus updates, presidential election results, even just heartwarming stories about helping those in need, I've been bringing you all the day's top news completely naked. And it wasn't so much the nudity that excited me, no. It was the deceit. Just knowing that none of you knew, that's what really did it for me. Or at least none of you other than Santa Claus. He sees everything, but I don't care. I'm a grown man and I can buy my own presents. Anyway, you're probably pretty mad at me, maybe even a little grossed out. And to be honest, that's kind of doing it for me too. So thank you. And thank you from everyone here at The Topical for listening along with us every day. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you all right back here for brand new episodes of The Topical in 2021. And I can promise you I will definitely be wearing clothes then. Or will I? No, I will be. But you still won't know even if I am. Oh yeah, that's definitely doing it for me.